This is Israel AM for December 30th, Wednesday. The Health Ministry reported 5,583 new coronavirus cases on Tuesday, the second day in a row with over 5,000 new daily infections. There are currently 40,929 recorded infections, with 609 people hospitalized in serious condition and 154 on ventilators. There have been 3,292 coronavirus-related deaths since the start of the pandemic. The country entered a nationwide two-week lockdown on Sunday. Over 650,000 Israelis have already been vaccinated. Syrian state media reported yesterday that Israel attacked a military target near Damascus. According to the UK-based International Observatory for Human Rights, the targets of the attack were installations belonging to Hezbollah, as well as a Syrian air defense installation. One person was reportedly killed and three wounded. Various terrorist groups in Gaza conducted a joint exercise yesterday in which they launched 8 rockets into the sea. The exercise was reportedly organized by Iran as a show of force to Israel. Longtime Tel Aviv mayor Ron Huldai is launching a new center-left party called the Israelis. His number two man on the party list is Justice Minister Avi Nissenkorn, who left the Blue and White Party earlier on Tuesday. Huldai, 76, said his party will work to safeguard democracy and the justice system, create socially minded reforms, care for small businesses, women's rights, and minorities' rights, and oppose religious coercion, rampant violence in the Arab community, and pushes to extend Israeli sovereignty over parts of the West Bank. Jonathan Pollard, who spent 3 decades in a U.S. federal prison for spying for Israel, arrived in Israel today with his wife on a private jet owned by Sheldon Adelson. He was greeted by Prime Minister Netanyahu, who handed the couple Israeli identity cards and joined them in prayer to give thanks for their safe arrival. The couple will live in Jerusalem. There are media reports that the Prime Minister is considering giving Pollard a spot on the Likud party list that would guarantee him a seat in the Knesset. Other right-wing parties are also considering adding Pollard to their list of candidates. Thanks for listening. Have a wonderful day and stay well.